Welcome to I Do, I Did, I'm Done, the podcast about life's challenges and how to handle them. I'm Randy Fincher. I'm a wife, mama, and a wedding planner.
And I'm Henry Fincher, and I'm a trial lawyer.
We're married.
Hello and welcome to episode 16 of I Do, I Did, I'm Done. We're here today with our good friend Sheila Scruggs. Sheila, how are you today?
I am good. Thank y'all so much for inviting me on. I just love your podcast. It's so real, so raw, and I just love it. People get to know you.
Yeah, sometimes too much, but you know, that's what we're here for.
Well, we're a lot, and if they like it, great, and if they don't, don't tell nobody.
They don't
nothing.
Have to listen if they don't like it,
right? That's right. There's other.
Or they can just listen and turn it down.
Yeah, I hear there.
Because then you get the credit.
Exactly. Just have us as background music. Yeah. It's fine.
I hear there are other podcasts out there. I don't know. I mean, I think we're the only one, but maybe somebody else is doing this. I don't know. But anyway, no, seriously, thank you for being here with us. You've been a friend for a long time. We appreciate you being here. We want to dive in and talk about things and talk about life, the universe, and everything, as Douglas Adams wrote. So how about, though, we start off with a little introduction. Tell us who you are, about your background, and where you come from, and why you're so intrinsically important to the existence of radio today.
Oh, well, not that. Now, you said that.
I know. Yeah.
Radio queen.
There you go.
I was born in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Heck yeah. Moore County.
If they've listened, they've heard that. And then I started in radio. I didn't know if I wanted to go in radio, work something with animals, be in TV.
So, it's kind of the same thing, though,
yeah,
isn't it? Working with animals and being on radio.
A
lot of my friends.
Different type of animals.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
But,
a lot of squirrels.
Yeah, so I studied mass communications and then right out of high school was in radio while I was studying mass communications and found out I can create theater of the mind with radio.
Yes, you can.
And then meet everybody in the community. It's like, it's so much fun. As you know, when you get to talk to people in the community, it's you find out a lot about yourself too. I've been doing that for about 30 years.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
A little more than 30 years.
So you started when you were 5 years old.
Started when I was five. Thank you.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
Absolutely.
And then, let's see, my husband and I moved to Cookeville in the early 90s, and we've just loved it. I mean, despite a little stint in Missouri for about a year, I missed Cookeville. I wanted to come back. So it's almost like you had to leave to find out your family's here.
Yes. No, I've experienced that. I didn't have to move that far, but I did that as well. And I realized everything that I was running from really wasn't that bad.
Right.
You know, it's like, actually nice.
And I was like, I like Cookeville. I think I'm going to stay. So my whole adult career really has been here. My childhood was in Lynchburg, Tennessee. And then here it's been since 91.
Wow.
Cookeville, Tennessee. So it is my second home, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, no
Cook, Vegas.
Well, so you've been with both of the big radio operators here in town at times with your StoneCom and Great Plains
Media.
Yeah,
I was with StoneCom for 11 years, a little over 11 years.
Yeah.
And then I had quit radio for a little bit, for like a couple of years. And then Jason Greider asked me to come and do a show for him when he moved over to Zimmer. And I said, no, I don't know. I think I'm done with radio. He was, you're not done with radio. That's your passion.
He knew,
So I'm so glad that I came back to it because now we're on Good Morning Cookeville.
I love the name of that. It just is so happy.
And Jason is so easy to work with. And that just kind of developed into something. We've been doing that for about a year now. That was a year in March. So it's just easy working with him and just love it. So
I love the interplay you guys have on air. I love just the ease of the way you kind of riff off each other and the guests you have on. And tell the people who are listening to us, who have found us through this magic called the internet, how they can listen to Good Morning Cookeville.
It's on 107.7 and AM 1400. Plus it's on the app. You can just log on to 1400thehub.com. You can find the app. And then, we've got a podcast from the show.
Nice.
So they can find us wherever.
You're the other one doing it.
We're the other one.
Okay, good. I wanted to do that one.
It's just our show.
Yes.
We do it live every morning, 6 to 8. And then we take the guests and then put that into a podcast.
Yes.
Just basically what we've done on the air.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what about telling us more about your background in the radio world and where you are now today with that.
Yeah, it's like my husband and I, we got married in 89. Well, you can count that up, how old I am now. And then he was in radio too, Tim Scruggs. Okay. Yeah. So I met him. He was Mr. News Guy and play-by-play man. So I thought,
I remember that.
Great voice. Yes. Then after we moved here, he did a little radio for a while. Now he's at Truist Bank. So, and he still does some play-by-play every now and then as well. So, and now I'm also not only with Jason with Good Morning Cookeville, but I also do some marketing for Willow Window. So I'm happy to do that.
I've seen videos of their new showroom and it just makes you just want to build a new house.
It's beautiful in there. It's so beautiful. So if anybody needs windows, you need to come on down to Willow Window and look at the showroom too. Yeah. You know, we've got some good folks over there.
And where are they?
They're at 310 Newman Drive in Cookeville.
Gotcha.
Just off of Willow Avenue. If you see where the big, like the Free Will Baptist Church is with the big blue cross.
My mom and daddy got married there.
Oh, really?
Yes. No
kidding. How sweet.
Yeah. It's been 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Nice. We always drive by and she'll tell my oldest, she'll go, Amelia, that's where Poppy and I got married. And Amelia will say, Nana, that must have been a long time ago. But yes. Yeah. Wasn't that building an old gym at one point?
It was the old YMCA. Yeah. It was also
Jighead.
Yeah. That was where Jighead used to be before
they moved.
I remember
it being the old YMCA.
Man, they have really redone it. It doesn't even look anything like it was before.
Oh, wow.
So, of course, come on in and see it.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, and go broke over windows, but that's okay.
True.
We do need a couple new ones.
We do. So, well, cool. And how did you get into the marketing side?
That kind of came organically with radio and like doing all of the social media for the radio stations. And I've just been doing that along with being in radio for the companies that I've worked with, you know, and just posting things as I go and then learning about what's good and what's not, the algorithms. I'm not as good as what everybody else that does it all the time, but I can kind of figure out what the clientele is and kind of where we need to be and kind of hunt and peck and do all that, you know?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Well, social media marketing is really huge now, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's even singers out there that go on just Spotify and local singers, you know, that go on and just do something. They don't even have to have a record contract. They can just go on and make their own songs and put it up on YouTube and then they take off, you know.
That's how Justin Bieber got started was with YouTube. And it just amazes me because I'm just like, it's funny because my oldest, she'll take and my phone and she'll try to record little videos. And last night she says, Mom, I've got to do a video. I said, what are you doing a video? I'm going to cook. And she had like fake things she was cooking with. And she calls everybody online her cousins. So she'll go, hey, cousins, today we're doing this. And
I'm like, she's a lot like her mama.
They're not your cousins. Probably half of them are because my grandfather was one of 21, great grandfather. But I'm like, you know, we can't talk to everybody just yet. We have to hold off on that.
She might be the next little Rachel Ray. You never know.
I know. She could be. That'd be great because I don't cook.
She's interested in it. She gets in the kitchen with me and does stuff and likes to mix things up.
But now, you're the cook. You're a good cook.
Well, some days I am. I tell you, I haven't tasted
it, but it all looks good when you show it.
I always joke and say
the
that
stuff we, show
we got
looks
real.
Good.
Well, I got we, me and Amelia, we got real lucky because I said all the women that you used to date, if you used to could cook, they probably would have kept you. And now I get it all to myself.
Well, you know, it's nice to cook some. But I tell you, I have had a devil of a time lately with bread pudding. I've been trying to make it work.
You know, that's either real good or real bad. Work.
It's been real bad.
I have made real bad bread pudding.
It's like, do you want to keep this? I'm like, no.
No, I didn't.
Is it worth even trying anymore? Huh?
Well, now I'm mad at it. I'm like, I'm going to figure this out because it's the recipe's simple. You follow the recipe and then it turns out crap. And I'm like, so the recipe's missing something, or anyway.
Maybe they're like some of those people left out the secret ingredient that really makes it good. I don't know.
It's a bit of baking, and I'm a cook, not a baker. They're two very different skills. Baking's very precise and
I like
and
to bake.
I'd rather bake than do the cook and babysit.
See,
it.
I love the cooking.
Yeah. Babysit and stir.
Cooking's like jazz, man. You can bring it in. You don't have to be precise, and it'll still be good. Baking. Yeah. So anyway,
baking's rules and planning, and I'm like, oh, I love to bake. It's See? More me, but it's yeah. okay.
So anyway.
What is your favorite thing to cook? I'm interested.
No, of course.
Well, it depends on the season and the time of day, but I love omelets. I love gumbo. Yeah. I love
this gumbo. Is so good. That thing you made for Thanksgiving. I don't even know what it was called.
Oh, Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Both. Go ahead and just say both.
I made country ham griots and grits.
Yum.
In New Orleans, they do beef, and it's this special bacon roux where you stew the beef in it for about an hour and you serve it over grits. And I got the idea to make it with country ham. And so it's a bacon roux with country ham, and chicken stock, and brown sugar and all this stuff.
And so it was. I was like, it was a good Thanksgiving
and a good Christmas too. Now it takes a couple of hours to make it work, but it was really good.
Having a guy that cooks. I know.
Well, she cooks too, so we take turns. But that was a fun dish.
I call my food peasant food. I'm like, well, you want some peasant food, honey? And he's like, oh, yeah, okay.
No, some of the things she makes are great. So they're wonderful.
But anyways.
All of them are good. So, yeah.
And
all of them are better than my bread pudding.
Well, anything's better than bread pudding.
We won't talk about bread pudding anymore.
Slowly I turned.
No, yeah. But one thing I did want to ask you, what has been the hardest thing for you with your career that you've had to deal with through the radio world or just your transitions of where all you've been and what you've been doing?
I think one of the hardest is just kind of keeping up with everything. You know, if you think of how fast things change technologically. It does. And then I kind of train myself or either, you know, we work together as a team wherever you are. But that's one of the harder things. And then another hard thing is ownership that lets you be you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trying to be something that you're not is one of the hardest things, too. And then really trying to find your place on the air is hard. So it's all kind of hard. You just work through it and you keep trying and keep trying to find who you are and be genuine. So all of that kind of working together and pulling at you.
Yeah.
And then trying to keep in line with what your owner wants as well. But all of it's kind of difficult at times.
I can't imagine.
And then trying to make a living doing something that you love.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I'm like, okay, let me have several different things that I'm interested in so I can
do it all.
Keep going. Yeah. But I'm one of the lucky ones that make a living doing like full-time radio for over 30 years. I think that just...
Yeah, that's a survivor.
To say that you love something.
Yeah.
You know, you do have to be strong to do it.
Well, there's been such huge changes. They've gone from a lot of local stations to huge corporate ownership to tracks and recordings and doing things off-site and just piping things in. And you know, they're about to honor... Keith Bilbrey.
Yeah.
And we've got two tickets to that, by the way, baby. So Keith is from Cookeville, grew up, graduated high school with my sisters. And so I've known him since he was spinning 45s at WHUB when he was a 16, 17-year-old, a true disc jockey.
Yeah.
And was doing it and playing it. And he'd call my name on the radio when I was like 2 or 3 years old. And I don't remember him on the air there. I remember him at WSM and other places. But Mom and my sisters would tell the story about how excited I would get when I called my
Baby Henry probably looks like a little Maggie.
It's true. Yeah, Maggie looks just like
him. She is a beautiful child.
She is.
People look and they're like, did you? I'm like, yes, she's mine. She is. I'm like, yeah. One of my favorites when I've gone to the grocery store and they're like, oh, are you her nanny? I'm like, no, this is my child.
Are you her nanny?
Yes.
And a great nanny she is.
Yes, thanks, honey.
But all the changes have gone on in radio.
Yeah.
I mean, what has that been like to roll? What was the hardest thing, I guess, or one of the hardest things to change over from, like to transition from this to that?
When you were talking about our past, I started in Shelbyville doing Swap and Shop on an AM station, and that was live. Talk about helping you learn. That was really hard when I first started, and you had to take phone numbers down, and it was live, and you had to write those because people would go, now, what was that number a few items back that was for sale?
Oh, my goodness.
And then it was records, which I loved. Queuing up records and spinning those. But really, I guess the hardest is when it did change. Everything was computerized.
Yeah.
And it felt not as organic for me and not as real. So I just had to get used to that and thinking the people are still the same. They're out there listening, even though you're live. But it got easier too. I mean, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about with reel to reel. We had those and we had to splice reels and cut that. That's how you edited.
I know. Randy probably doesn't, but I remember that.
Yeah, I'm like,
the little tape.
Magnetic tape, like a cassette.
And you would have to cut it with a razor.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I hated it. I wasn't good at it. So that is one of the positives with the computerized generation. I'm like, highlight, delete, highlight, delete. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just like,
so some things have been a positive.
Yeah. Yes.
No doubt.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. I could not do that.
You'd love it. It'd kind of be like a craft.
Well, yeah.
So she's crafty.
Maybe. I don't know. But we were listening to a song. I can't remember what it was. We were listening to it yesterday. And Henry was like, I can't believe you know this song. And I was like, I listened to it on the 1400 with my grandma back in the day. And I was jamming and singing. And he's like, how do you know this?
It was There Stands the Glass by Webb Pierce. I mean, old school.
That is
old
an
school.
Old one.
Yeah. That's like my
that's
dad would say that's
you.
Old school. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
she knew it.
She listened to it with her granny.
That's right. Well, Luke Medley is our cousin. I can't remember. I think he is my great grandfather's brother. And so we had a lot of connection in the radio world as well, because our rule was to never date a Medley because you're probably related to them. But Maggie's name is, it's Margaret from Henry's grandmother. And then Medley is my grandmother's maiden name. So I wanted to have.
I didn't realize that. And see, 1400 WHUB is the first station in the Upper Cumberland. Mm-hmm. It was the very first station. That's why I just love being at a place like that with so much history. And then I worked when it was out on Spring Street with the Medleys.
Yes.
Okay.
And Judge was still with us.
Yeah.
And he would call sometimes and you know, say, hey, give me Luke, give me Martin or Mike. And then it was just all that history.
Yeah,
is just
I always,
awesome.
When I remember going in, my mom would do radio ads and things. And I remember going in with her and just being just like loving all of it, being like, oh my goodness. Cause always they would have those behind the scenes video. TRL was really big with MTV and like Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, like in the room, like editing all this stuff. And I was like, this is where Britney goes. This is where Christina goes. My mom was like, be quiet. I got to record this. You know,
hush, honey, hush.
You know, play with your toys, you know.
Now, did you ever think back then you'd have your own podcast?
No,
I
like to be more behind the scenes. And then I realized as I've gone older with the life that I've gone through that I just don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
And so I just quit caring what people thought as much.
It's hard to get to that point, but when you get to that point, you're just done.
Yep.
That's a good way to put it. But no, I just...
She's a prodigy in that regard.
I'm happy that we have the podcast because I think we get to help a lot of people, and I get to hear from a lot of people about certain topics they'd like us to discuss or things that we also have talked about that people don't like. And then they let you know that too. I'm sure you've had to deal with that on the radio with things.
People are very honest when they feel like they know you.
Yeah.
And they can say the sweetest things or sometimes mean things. And I don't know if they know they're being mean, but sometimes it's like, I wouldn't have said that if I were you.
I came in here not too long ago and I didn't have a stitch of makeup on it, and we posted a video of it and someone said, oh wow, your makeup, that Merle Norman really does work. And I said, you're right, it does, but piss off.
I've not gotten that, but
received what is Henry's beard, you know. But it's just like things that you do and you're trying to help people, and I can't imagine, you know, like with what all you've had to deal with.
Well, I remember
things.
One time I got my hair cut real short the first time I did, and they're like, did you mean for it to be cut? I'm like, did I mean?
Of course.
Well, thank you. You look nice today, too.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah, your coiffure is lacking as well.
Ladies. I'm like, so, I'm a person.
What the heck? I know. It's like they forget who you are. Or what's the weirdest or funniest criticism that you've gotten as over the years that you recall?
Well, this is not criticism. This is like when you say weird, this is what popped into my head.
Yeah, good.
When I had, this was when I was still in my 20s, and you know, I was learning not everybody that calls you is good in the radio business. Some of them are weird. Most are good. Okay, let me just preface this. But this one guy go, hey, can you send me a picture of your feet? And I'm like, what? And I said, oh, quit pranking me. No. And then I talked to the other people around, the other DJs, and they're like, no, this guy's for real. He really wants pictures of your feet. Are you going to send it? And I go, no, I'm not sending him pictures of my feet.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because Henry has really pretty feet. And so last year I told him
we got a business opportunity.
I told him last year.
We could make some money off that.
Like, I've been literally serious. Like, I was obviously joking, but when we were doing our taxes for the past year, I'm like, hey, how do I turn in our tax information from Feet Finder? And he was like, what? What? And I was like, yeah, you've made Feet Finder. Yeah, it's like an OnlyFans, but it's for feet. And so people pose these feet pictures. And so I would, and I've like took a few like throughout the years of we've been dating and are and married and things. And I would joke and I'm like, oh, look, like, yeah, I've made, here's your Feet Finder. Here's you an account. And so he was like, what? You've made money off my feet? I'm like, yeah, like 11 grand.
Give me a picture of those feet.
Of course, it's a lie. But every time I think about.
They're only worth 10.
Always think about me. Just, I had them going though. I was like, yeah, your feet are famous.
She was put, I'm like, this is, no. You know, like, this, really? You know, like, what? You got 12 grand? And I'm like, because I'm like, you know, when I hear numbers, I'm like, wait a minute. So, and then, no. Yeah, it was don't
a
lot. But so,
he's a numbers guy.
Yeah. He's a numbers guy, but I can't imagine someone calling to ask you for a photography.
Oh yeah, but I didn't send them.
Yeah, that's
good. If anybody wants to pay me 10 grand for a foot pic, though, please feel free to comment. Or
I mean, it's totally innocent, right?
Hook me up.
It's just
your princess piggies. I don't care if they're innocent or not, if it's 10 grand. So, hey, I'm a lawyer. I've been for sale for years, right? Or at least for rent.
True. Yeah.
My integrity cannot be bought, Henry, but my services can be rented. So,
Henry.
Yeah. And here we are.
Here we are. So, good morning, Cookeville. We talked a little bit about it, but I want to know what's the thing that you love the most about it. What about it brings your heart joy?
And that's what keeps me in it. It's like being a part of the community, meeting people in the community, interviewing people in the community. I could go on and on because I just love, that is what I love. That's what keeps me in it. I just love it.
The name of it. It just is so happy.
It is. Good morning, Cookeville. Yeah. And, but we interview people all over the Upper Cumberland, but I mean, we're set in Cookeville, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, Cookeville rolls better off the tongue than good morning, Upper Cumberland, which is a lot of syllables, even though it's probably be more inclusive. So.
But I know you guys probably just, being with people and interviewing people, you just love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You get to know people.
Well, you learn so much.
You do.
You know, you really do.
We all learn from each other.
Yeah. And yeah, just like with our last guest we had Dr. Nelson, like I know him, his wife very well. We went to rival high schools and I've known her literally forever. And she married him and he's older than her. And I was like, I never really knew. Like he never really would talk a lot to me. Like we were, you know, we wouldn't talk a whole lot, but every time we were out, he would talk some, but I was like, he really opened up. And she goes, I'm so proud of him. But like, you just get to learn more about people, mm-hmm. you know? And
he's a deep guy.
He was really deep to talk to. And with you, I was like, well, I want to have you on here because you know everything about radio and everything that you've accomplished. And, you know, especially women, there's so many women that I feel like they just don't get a good say in a bunch of things here that I've seen over the years from being from here. And like, you've just stuck with it.
When I first started, there wasn't anybody else that was female on the staff, unless it was in sales, not on the air. Mm-hmm. So I've went through and mainly just working with a lot of men. And then finally women started getting more involved and there are more female DJs and things like that. So it has been kind of like a long road, you know, mm-hmm. but just sticking with it. And then I had a lot of great guys that supported me too, though, that taught me a lot of different things. So it's just sticking through it. Like if you really want to do it, you just keep doing it until I still feel like I'm learning every day.
Yeah.
You know, you still learn things that you can do and do better.
Well, they call what I do practice of law for a reason. It's they don't call it the perfection of law.
Yeah,
so,
true.
Yeah, it's, you never
Once you
quite
think you're perfect,
there.
You're kind of done,
yeah,
right?
You're going to get yeah, you're going to get clobbered. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to get clobbered.
I think it's that way with anything.
So, yeah.
And the older I get, the more I realize it's just about the connection with people.
Yes.
You know, on anything we do.
Yeah. Well, you got to be able to connect on some level and then work with that, right?
Yeah. Most definitely.
So our final question for you is, yeah, what is the one thing you were done with and what advice would you give yourself?
I think I am done with doing things I don't want to do anymore. There you know, you I'm a yes girl. I was like a people pleaser and said yes to too many things that I didn't want to do. And it just
so
made me miserable.
And yeah, it does.
And I'm more cautious of my time now. I only do things I want to do,
yeah,
and that are important to me and things that that try to either make a difference for me or others. So the one reason I wanted to do this is I thought this is going to be fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Because you guys are fun. Yes,
yeah. We try to be.
What led you to that realization?
I think because saying yes too many times and then you see people take advantage of that. And I just thought, you know, and I'm wearing myself out. Mm-hmm. I was doing mm-hmm. so many things and things I didn't want to do and just being worn out and just, you know, makes you sick being worn out. You don't get enough rest. You don't, if you're not happy doing it, that's going to make you sick too.
Yeah.
So I just
sick of everybody.
Yeah. Sick of everybody. Yeah. I'm thinking when you just aren't happy, that's a miserable place to be. And I like to be happy. I mean, we all do, right?
Of course. Right.
So when I found out I was just saying yes to everything, thinking dial it back, find out what you really want to do. And it's not that you don't care about those other people. It's just, hey, you only have so many hours in a day. So do what you want.
Yeah.
And you only live once. So, and I wanted to get a little healthier and live my life a little better.
YOLO, you only live once. I remember my brother had a t-shirt that said that. And he was like, yeah, YOLO. I'm like,
But well, you kind of got to that realization too.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
so many people pulling you so many different directions or saying this and that. And then you just get sick of all the noise and you want to shut that noise out unless it's the good noise.
This is exactly where I'm at in my life right now that you're
that's
describing.
That's where I am. And I feel like I'm a late bloomer on that. I feel like I should have realized that in my 20s.
Yeah.
But you learn from everything. Mm-hmm. I've learned from it and now I'm doing something about it.
Wasn't it sweet, the look of shock on whoever it was that you first looked at them and said, no, I'm not going to be able to do that.
They said, that's not like you.
Yeah.
And I go, what do you mean?
Yeah.
They said, well, you usually say yes to everything. And I said, well, I'm giving people what they give to me. So that's what I'm learning too. Give them because that person didn't do not that I do everything to get something, but I'm saying when they really just take, finally you just say, that's enough.
Some people will drain you dry and then move on.
Yes.
They don't care. They're like a spider with a fly or a leech. It's just they use, they take, they do that. Now, obviously, there's give and take.
Yes.
In any relationship, there's a lot of give and take. And that's very different, right? Because there's giving involved.
I don't mind that
taking.
Give and take. That's
that's
the way it should be, really.
Yeah. And that's the fun part. It's like, okay, I'll do this and you're doing that and we're all good here. But when somebody's just making withdrawals and no deposits.
We talked about numbers. Yeah. That's where I was at.
And
like,
it's
no more.
So freeing to also be like, you know, I'm just, my daughter, her teacher, they do this thing. It's so cheesy, but it's a rainbow breath. And so I've changed it to, you know, the adult version. So if like I have just all this chaos or something's bothering me, I'm just like, okay, everybody's going to get a bird. And I just take a deep breath in.
It's the bird breath.
And then
the
bird breath, I give a bird back out. Yeah. And I'm just like, I just feel so much better, you know? Yeah. But yeah, Millie, she'll
you can imagine
here,
a rainbow
like,
between
rainbow!
The birds, though. Yeah. Maybe
it's just like, I'm like, oh. Yeah, it feels so much better because it's just like, you just can't anymore. You just can't.
Yeah.
And when you say no, like, it's just... Well, like you said, we used to do this. We're like, you know, I used to like
get mad about it. Yeah.
Then,
I used to take your crap. Yeah.
Yeah. And now they're just like, oh, okay. Well, are you not doing that anymore? Are you just too busy? Or then they make excuses for
and
why
I'm like,
you
I
say
don't have
no.
to explain anything.
Yeah, yeah. And that's my favorite thing is just to be like, no means no. And I just don't want to.
It was hard for me to stop at that too.
Yeah.
Say,
yeah.
no, I can't. That's how I do it. And then they're like, well, why? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I just can't. Thank you though for asking.
Yeah.
But it's hard to just stop at that because you want to explain.
Yeah, exactly. It's really hard to
I've gotten better
tell
at that.
No. Okay. Well, I'm glad you didn't tell us no.
No, of course not.
We're glad you were,
I want to say, I really do think both of you are helping folks, though, because when they know that they're not alone and there's other people out there that have been through the same things, I think it is great. And I just think people that are just trying to be themselves, I support that wholeheartedly.
Oh,
so
thank you. We're happy to do it. We're happy you're here.
No, thank you.
Yeah, we've been through a lot along the way with the NICU and everything, but it's we're just trying to share and find out from our friends and folks and make new friends along the way. And hey, if we can help people, that makes it all worthwhile, right?
It does.
So cool.
You guys are, though.
Well, doing good job. Thank you so much. And we love you and your show. And thank you so much. Randy, anything else?
No, I'm just happy that you got to come with us. Definitely. And people will hear your story, because I feel like every time, you know, you listen to certain shows or you over the years, people get to know you, but it's nice to get to know the in-depth you and where you're at in this stage. I think that's important for people to hear.
Well, I appreciate you guys letting me do that, because I don't get to do that very
often. Yeah, you don't get to, you're not the interviewee, right?
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Like, yeah, you have to come up with the questions. So, and here we are.
This was great.
The tables are turned.
Oh, so, yeah. It's like a little scary.
He's awful.
Well, thank you for coming out today, and thank you folks for listening. Thank you so much. We hope you liked the podcast. If you did, hey, rate us high. Go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you get it. Give us 5 stars. Say good things. Enjoy it. I loved it. Randy has the best voice ever. Henry has the most beautiful feet I've never seen. Whatever nice thing you feel like saying, please say it. And if you didn't like it, if you didn't like the episode, if you just you're sitting there and
don't
you're
say
like,
it's my episode.
I hate the sound of his voice. He sounds
but
like
he
a
has
hick.
Pretty feet.
But even if he has pretty feet, I can hear nothing but it sounds like sound. Just do this for us. Don't tell nobody nothing.